Hello.
Yes, hello. Hey, Colby. I'm sorry we got disconnected.
Yes.
So yeah, let's
It's okay.
proceed with the chapter 7, the third year of the university.
Okay. So, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'll rename it.
All right, Colby, so please tell me what happened in the third year. And you have also written Mau Mau. So what's that?
Yeah. So, during this time, I think I had, during time, this is 2016, so I had, this is about January, I had went to an informational to join a fraternity. Which meant for the next 3 months, so about till April, is when like I was online. So I would it was kinda like draining. So like I would have like 8 a.m. classes during this time, but like I would never go because I was so tired from being up all night with the fraternity or studying for the fraternity. So I had to study for my regular classes, which like entail like calculus, organic chemistry, some other hard class, and then I also had to study to join the fraternity. So we would be out to like 2-3 o'clock in the morning doing that, and also having to be a part of fraternity training all night. And this was a part of my life where I had to really trust people. I've never really done that before. Didn't really know how to, and here I was with 11 other strangers, and I had to learn to depend on them to be brothers. So, have them have my back. Like I didn't know people like this even existed that would have your back. Even just as a stranger, they made sure like that you had everything during the day to be successful. As well as I was also there for them, whether they had needed which meant we could never walk separately. It always had to be two of us going to class together to avoid certain situations during this time. So during that time, we also, like, while I was on, it's called, like, being online. So while I was, like, that was probably, it was probably like one of the most nerve-wracking things I had ever done because I had a, you got to be like in the public's eye, and this was like totally opposite from my comfort zone, because I was also always used to being under the radar and trying not to be in the spotlight. But this changed like my life in a different perspective, because I had to be with all these people and to be around all the people that I didn't know. It was almost as if I was going through the military process again. With everything that we did, in the end of it, we end up going to probate, and nobody knew that the Sigmas were back on campus because they had been gone off campus for so long due to a suspension that they had in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2008, 2009. Cause I waited to join the Sigma specifically because I felt like they fit me. They didn't, you know, every time they got together, they talked about, we talked about business. We never talked about partying. It was always like, let's make sure that we handle our business and that we live up to being a businessman. At the end of this 16-week process, we end up crossing these strangers that were strangers weren't strangers to me anymore. They're my real brothers at this point. These are my line brothers.
Mm-hmm.
We all, like, to this day, we still keep in touch with each other. We probated, and that had to be like one of the scariest times of my life, because probating means you're becoming unmasked and like you're officially a Sigma, and we're on this big stage in front of almost the entire school coming out, you know, and nobody, like I said, nobody knew that we were coming, you know, the Sigma was even on the yard. We're back on the yard.
Mm-hmm.
So this was probably like a real highlight of everything, real uplifting moment. But now I was known as CJ the Sigma throughout the school. Like I had went from nobody knowing who I was to pretty much everybody knowing who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Which was also, again, that was different because I was such an introvert type of person where I like staying under the radar. I was the oldest out of us.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up being the Magnificent 11, which was in reference to the very first line that came through, which was the Magnificent 7. And we were 50 years later, we were recharted and, you know, came back, and we still carried his legacy with us to this day. So after that, end up finishing off that semester.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when a new set of problems came in. I told myself I wasn't going to go to summer school because I was exhausted from everything that had happened previously. And so I went back to live to Jay's house. We ended up living together for the summer. And I was out of school for about 2 weeks. And we kept arguing back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth. And so, 2 weeks later, I was tired of all the arguing and everything that had happened, the back and forth. And so I got up Monday morning, and I drove an hour and a half to go to campus to get away from everything. This is a... I registered for my classes probably like an hour or two before they started. And this is when I ended up with my other good friend, Derek. He was surprised to see me. He was like, "What are you doing here? I thought you weren't coming to summer school." I was like, "I wasn't, but I couldn't take arguing with Jay anymore." And so I'm going to school. If I'm not trying to just sit around and argue with somebody 24/7, I'd rather do something productive. So that's what I did. I got up and went back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after, Shortly after, like maybe about 3 weeks later, my grandmother, which is my in Louisiana, they call her Mama. But I guess you could tell you that the grandmother, she passed away while I was at work one morning on a Saturday. I think it was a Saturday because I was out of school. And I got the call. I took some time to myself. I took that morning off, but I came back from my PM shift. I went home to kind of be with Jay for a little bit. She consoled me. I then went back from my PM shift because, I mean, even though I was going through what I was going through, I still needed money to pay bills and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went back to work with all this sitting over my head. And then I get off of work and I go back to Baytown to go see to go to this local bar. And my cousin was there. And then I got a call from my cousin's girlfriend was also there. And she was asking, like, hey, where are you at? And I was like, well, I'm at the bar, like I always go to after work. Then she asked me, like, who was all there? And I told her, I was like, my cousin, my cousin's girlfriend. And then she started this whole argument, like, you never invite me anywhere. You know, it's like you're embarrassed to, you know, see my family. And she was like, I'm done with you. And I was like, so maniacally kind of like finished my drinks with my cousin and went home. I grabbed my stuff out of her house and I went back to campus I went to my cousin's house and I slept over there, for that weekend. And then So then I'm dealing with my grandmother passing and my ex-girlfriend breaking up with me in the same day after she knew that my grandmother had passed. And it was like okay, like at the time, it just felt like, what else can go wrong? And so by that Monday, I was kind of like depleted from everything. I was staying with my home with my friend Derek at his dorm room, his two bedroom dorm room. I slept on the couch, and then I started really drinking and smoking uncontrollably, and I would just sit there with the TV off and just stare, because I was like, I mean, I had missed my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot, and I miss Jay like a lot at the, you know, during this time. And so meanwhile, Derek, he's the one that's keeping me kind of level-headed through all of this, because we're taking the same classes, we're both in biochemistry and we were both in organic chemistry too, part two, not T-O. But so we were doing that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So my line brother David, he came down from Dallas, which is about 4 hours away, just to make sure that I was okay. And then he stood with me every day, every day, every night. He didn't even have a place to stay, and he ended up staying upstairs with one of his friends upstairs or whatever. And he checked on me every single day, every single moment. So I had him, I had Derek, and then I also, from time to time, I would go see my brother. My brother and me and him would talk about everything that was going on, and you know, I'm still trying to snap out of everything that's going on, but I'm still very much so depressed. at this time. And me and my brother, he's making sure I got things that I need, like water. He's giving me all his leftover food, snacks, whatever, you know, just everything, making sure that I'm okay. At least I'll have the essentials to kind of get by from day to day. And so we were outside, and he was just, you know, it just happened to be really windy that day. And he was like, hey, man, you know, I'm here for you. He's like, you know, but I would tell you this. He was like, you see how good this wind feels outside today? I was like, you know, like, yeah, it feels really good. And he was like, well, you know, it don't seem like that's how your relationship was with Jay. He was like, if it don't feel good, then I would leave it alone. He was like, this wind feels amazing. He was like, he spread open his arms, and he was like, no, he was like, just feel it with me. So we sat there outside with our eyes closed, just feeling the wind brush against our face, against our arms, against our bodies. And hold on. Okay. He's like, you know, if it doesn't feel good, then, you know, you should leave it. You should leave it alone. He's like, but if it feels good and it feels easy, just keep. He's like, I would hold on to that feeling. And so I thought about that as I rode all the way back to Prairie View. It was about a 45-minute ride. He stayed in Katy. And so from there, the next day, my friend, this is the next semester for OChem 2. My friend Derek is telling me that he's about to graduate, and I think that's what really snapped me out of everything, because from that point forward, I realized I was gonna be without Derek, which was my best friend. And which we took every class together. But starting that fall semester of 2017, I would be without him. Or fall semester for 2016, I would be without him. And so that's what really, like, lit a fire underneath me. And I kind of, like, put everything behind me. And I was like, I had to talk to myself, like, I'm almost 30 years old. I really need to get this together. And I need to be done. I need to be done with school in order to move on. And so I kind of like kicked it in high gear. And I started like putting Jay behind me. You know, like I would think about my grandmother, but instead of using that as a crutch, I would use it as motivation to, let me go sit over there for a minute so I can talk to him.
Okay, well, I could go walk around.
You sure?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I use it as motivation to make her proud of me versus using it as a crutch to hinder me. Because I love her that much. So going into this is now we're going into my final semester. Now I'm taking 18 and 19 hour classes, anything I can do. And during this time, Jay is trying to get back with me again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told myself,
year, right?
Yes, this is like during my, this is my final year. The next, I guess we can move that to the next chapter if you want to do that.
Yep, exactly. That's what I'm asking. So it's going to be the
okay.
After the year you will be graduating.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
17,
do that.
Right?
Yes. It'd be fall 2016 to summer of 2017.
Mm-hmm. Please go ahead.
Okay. And we can do that on our next session.
It's totally up to you. If you can do it right now, let's do it. We're going to proceed with the two chapters.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, let's do it then.
Sure.
So this is when Jay is trying to get back with me, and I told her, I was like, But, you know, I was like, hey, look, I love you, but I can't do this back and forth and stuff anymore. I was like, it's really messing with my grades. It's messing with my head. It's not healthy for me. I was like, so we either going to be together or we're not going to be together. So she says that, so she picks the other person that she wants to be with instead of being with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, all right, cool. And we hung up the phone. Well, I finally feel I'm in a good headspace. All that is behind me. I don't have to worry about, like, does she want to be with me? Does she not want to be with me? Because in my head, I told her we're either going to be together and move forward from everything that we've been through, or we're not going to be together, and you can be with whoever you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So she chose to be with that person. So I was like, I finally felt better. Finally, like, I was riding this high, this natural high. I was like, okay, I'm good. I'm going to just focus on school and getting out of here. So that's what I did. Like I said, I was taking 18 and 19-hour classes. I took 19 hours that first semester. And maybe like 2 weeks later from when I had that conversation with her, she calls me back. And she's like, hey, I want to be with you. And I'm like, I told her I can't do this. I can't. I told myself and I wouldn't do this with you again. I was like, I can't be with you for me. I may still love you. I may even still be in love with you, but I can't be with you because it's not healthy. And you made your decision quite clear.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you wanted to be with. So you stick with your decision. And so this is when she starts crying and telling me, like, I'm sorry, I really want to be with you. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't be with you. I'm not going back on my word on this one. And so I chose to move forward with my life on this one. So with that being said, like, I continued on going through classes. I was A's and B's. Like, my grades had started. Improving exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
And after I left all of that alone, and then I end up going through all of that. Like nothing significant, I guess, really like happened around that time. I mean, I ended up getting my last semester in which I was trying to move in. Like, I moved in with my line brother for my final two classes. So, like, I'm taking just a placement class because I don't really need it. And I had to, in order to go to summer school, you got to take first and second. Summer one and summer two. So so I took a placement class for summer one, and which that was like, just pretty easy. Like, I really felt like my life was, like, really going in a good direction after I had left Jay alone. Because usually, like, I would go back and forth with Jay any other time, and every time we get back together, things would start getting bad again for whatever reason. I don't know if that's the way of the universe or whatever, but, like, I finally had left her alone, and everything just, like, really went my way up until summer two. When summer two came around, my line brother told me that I had to leave. He was having like a schizophrenic episode. Told me that I had to leave because he was scared he was going to get kicked out of school if I stayed there and everything. So this is when I had to ask my father, which this is like the last person in life that I ever wanted to ask anything from.
Mm-hmm.
That I had to ask him for $400 so that I could have a place to stay just for my final class.
Mm-hmm. It's $400?
Just $400.
Mm-hmm.
For 1 month rent to stay at the old place that I used to stay at. It should be referenced in my book or whatever. But so I did that. It was a long conversation just to get the $400 because of his wife at the time. Like, she was trying to say, well, you don't ever call your daddy unless you need something. And just trying to, like, say this and that about me. Really didn't want to give me the $400 because I guess she might have thought I was going to be irresponsible with it. I'm not sure, but that $400 kept me from having to figure it out, like staying back in my car, going back to the in the auditorium, the student government office, and taking showers inside the gym again. So I got the $400, and I had a place to stay finally. Now this class that I had taken it before. But I didn't pass it, so this is my last chance to pass this class and graduate within the next 4 weeks of school. So like we're I'm going through this class. I'm going to the gym twice a day because I'm stressed out and that's the only thing that like kind of like held me together. At the time, just going to, like, I go to the gym early in the morning before class and then late at night after I get done studying or maybe during when I'm taking a break from studying, I would be in this gym. The class was anatomy and physiology. And my teacher, my professor, he did not make it hard. I mean, not make this class easy whatsoever. And then we end up having two professors. One taught lab, one taught lecture, and it was almost as if they were competing with each other to see who would have the harder class. My lecture grades were never good, but my lab is what kept me afloat. That's what helped me pass this class. And so if it wasn't like these late nights I've had with my lying sister, we'd be up all night to like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, probably not really going to sleep until like 5 and getting back in class at 10 all the way until like 4. That's just really just one class. You go from lecture then you go straight to lab, and so we're up all night studying and doing this and really just trying to get through this. And then so one day I get a call during class that my mom's in the hospital because her stomach busted open. I leave class immediately. I drive all the way to Baytown, a 90-minute drive, and I'm just trying to make sure trying to make sure she's okay. She's in the hospital. And she's like kind of asleep because they got her all this medicine because she's in all this pain. And I'm like, I'm in the hospital. I stay with her until my class was pretty much over with. And then I go back to school that night because she's telling me, she's like, no, don't worry about me. She's like, go ahead and finish school. I need you to go finish this class. I'm like, okay. Okay, so I end up going back to school that night to get right back and see what I missed and see what because if you miss one day in that class, it's almost as if you missed a whole week. And so I had to catch up on everything that I missed just for that day. Me and my line sister, we had another late night. Her name is Asia. I don't know if you need a name. We really pushed each other to get through that time because that's really all we had. Like I would motivate her and she would motivate me through this time. And this is when we developed a close relationship with each other as well. And so I get all the way through that. Take my finals. I'm calling my teacher to find out if I'm graduating or not. As soon as I got because this is the last day of school, and I head on to Houston to go to my friend James' house because that's where I'm going to stay at for a while and so I can at least see if I'm going to graduate. So I get to his house, and that's when my teacher texts me and told me, congratulations, you passed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everything came out. Like, I just started crying, like, tears of joy, because I was so ecstatic about finally graduating, because I had been through so much during those 2 years at Prairie View than I did those 2 years at San Jack. And so, like I said, it just all came out, and I was calling everybody left and right, like, hey, I'm graduating in 2 weeks. Come, you know, please come see me. Because at the time, I didn't even buy any graduation stuff, because I didn't even know if I was graduating or not. And I didn't want to walk, just because it was my turn to graduate. Like, I only way I was going to walk,
mm-hmm.
actually walk for my graduation was if I was graduating. But once I got my good grade, I still didn't want to walk. Because my mom wasn't going to be there. My mom was in the hospital still, and I would had rather been with her than walk for my graduation. But she asked me, would I walk for her for graduation? And I agreed to it. And so I got a couple family and friends that came from Louisiana, came from Houston, came from a few places to come see me graduate, because they were so proud of me graduating. I mean, that was probably like one of the most iconic things that happened, like, because, you know, then
mm-hmm.
I guess we'll stop it right there, and then I'll continue on to the next chapter for closing.
All right,
if that's okay.
Yeah, it's
okay,
fine.
Yeah, so we'll.
Or
yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's see. I want to see what the writers get out of this, and then
mm-hmm.
we will. I can that way. I have time to send my revisions as well, and then we can go over the whole thing together as a whole, and then we'll. Move on to the final chapter. And then we can go over the whole thing as a whole and finalize what we need to finalize and everything else. So I would like to stop right here.
All right, perfect. All right, then I will share this whole recording with the writing team. And
okay.
I'll share with you what they comes up with. And also I'm going to be sharing with you the revised chapter 6 as well. So go for it. One more time and provide your feedback, and if there are any revisions required, just let me know.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, no worries, Colby. And last thing, please tell me your availability to have a word with the marketing consultant.
I can do tomorrow. Well, I'll tell you what, let's do Monday.
Monday?
Yeah,
all right.
Monday. Hold on. 1 second. Let me check my screen. Let me check this real quick. Monday. Let's do Tuesday. Around, I guess, 11 Mountain Time.
All right. 11 Mountain Time. Just a minute. All right, sure. 11 Mountain Time, Tuesday, right?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So.
Okay. All right, man.
Mhm. So, yeah. Thank you so much, Colby. Take care of yourself.
All right, thanks. Thank you. I will.
Bye-bye.
All right.